BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The Brazilian president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, has strongly criticised his country's intelligence services over the storming of government buildings 10 days ago. The head of security for the capital, Brasilia, has been arrested for alleged collusion with the right-wing rioters. Abigail Maudsley reports.
In a television interview, Mr. Lula da Silva said government intelligence did not exist on the eve of the riot. He said he'd never have left the capital had he not been assured by the military and domestic security services that the situation there was calm. Mr. Lula da Silva was in the southern city of São Paulo when thousands of supporters of his far-right predecessor, Jair Bolsonaro, ransacked the presidential palace, Congress and the Supreme Court.
Anti-government protesters from across Peru have begun marching through the capital, Lima, to demand the resignation of President Dina Boluarte and new elections. A state of emergency is in force in the capital. Dan Collins has more.
Buses and trucks full of protesters arrived from Peru's southern Andean provinces for what many are calling the taking of Lima. They are demanding the resignation of President Dina Boluarte, the closure of the deeply unpopular Congress, and for early general elections to be held. More than 40 people have been killed in more than a month of protests since former President Pedro Castillo was removed from office after he tried to dissolve Congress. Protesters are calling for Mr. Castillo to be released from custody, but that demand has taken second place to calls for a change at the top and fresh elections.
UN peacekeepers in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo have found dozens of bodies in mass graves. The discovery comes after a series of attacks by armed groups in the region of Ituri. A UN spokesman, Farhan Haq, gave more details at a news conference.
Mass graves containing the bodies of 42 civilians, including 12 women and 6 children, have been discovered in the village of Niamamba. Another grave with the bodies of 7 men was discovered in the village of Mbogi. Peacekeepers launched a patrol to the area immediately after receiving reports of attacks on civilians by the Codeco militias over the weekend. This is when they made the gruesome discoveries. MONUSCO is supporting the Congolese judicial system to investigate the attacks and calls for the perpetrators to be brought to justice.
The Ukrainian president has used an address to the World Economic Forum in Davos to urge allies to speed up deliveries of military equipment. Speaking via video, Volodymyr Zelensky said Western tanks and air defense systems had to be supplied before Russia launched new offensives. The head of NATO, Jens Stoltenberg, said providing Ukraine with more advanced weapons was the only way to get a negotiated peaceful solution to the conflict. BBC News. A lawyer representing the white former police officer who murdered the African-American George Floyd in 2020 has asked appeal court judges in Minnesota to throw out his client's conviction. William Moorman is acting for Derek Chauvin, who's serving a 22-and-a-half-year sentence for murder. Mr. Moorman argued Chauvin didn't get a fair trial because of intense media attention and alleged errors in legal procedure. The U.S. Justice Department says it's led an international effort to disrupt the China-based cryptocurrency exchange Bitslato, which it accuses of operating as a high-tech hub for criminals. The Russian founder of Bitslato, Anatoly Lekhodimov, has been arrested in Miami. Here's Nomi Iqbal.
Anatoly Lekhodimov was arrested for his role in allegedly transmitting a total of $700 million in illicit funds through Bitslato. Much of the criminal complaint focuses on the cryptocurrency exchange's relationship with Hydra, a massive, anonymous and illegal marketplace on the darknet that was shut down by the US and German authorities last year. It sold illegal drugs, stolen credit card data, fake IDs, and the Justice Department claimed Lekhodimov himself had said the exchange's users were known to be criminals.
A Moroccan rap star known as El Grand Toto has been given an 8-month suspended sentence for insulting and libelling a journalist. A court in Casablanca also issued a fine of several thousand euros to the musician. He was accused of having threatened a Moroccan journalist in Belgium who had criticised him for publicly saying that he used cannabis. A captive tiger has been shot dead in South Africa after escaping from her cage and mauling a man. Sheba killed 2 dogs, a pig and a deer during her 6-day rampage on the outskirts of Johannesburg. BBC News.